Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And as I've said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us that call. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, dreary day yesterday, rainy, just overall cloudy. Wasn't a day that we're going to want to remember going forward. You know, Tom Brady lost yesterday, so we're a bit sad. The Patriots lost, and will we see Tom in a uniform again next year here in Massachusetts? We'll see. So, I know a lot of you are sleeping in from that. I wish I could. I wish I had been able to go to bed earlier instead of watching the end of that and trying to cling to everything that they had to say afterwards. So, we'll see what happens there. But, on to the garden, on to some of the great things that we have going on indoors, outdoors. We talked a little bit in the 6 o'clock hour in regards to a couple house plants that you can bring indoors that are safe for your cats and dogs. I went over with a little bit of detail a spider plant and a butterfly palm. I have a couple more that I really wanted to go through because they are common. They are safe for your plant, for your pets. So I have two more that I want to discuss a little bit with you. One that is very common would be a Boston fern. Boston fern is a great one. Loves the filtered sunlight. It doesn't want full sun during the summer. It's too hot for it. So filtered sun. Obviously, this one does not flower. But this is one that, when it comes to watering, you're going to do the same thing throughout the year. You're not going to change it because of the winter and slow down. You would just water it the same throughout the year. You kind of want the soil to dry out a little bit in between waterings. I'm not saying that get it bone dry, that you don't have to water it, because you don't want it to just sit dry, because it could affect it long term. But allow it to dry out a bit in between each watering. It loves high humidity. So a mist or that tray with the water in it will definitely help. Some of the pests you might see, aphids, mealybug, scale, and a gray mold. So that's just, you know, things to look at. This one does not like low temperatures. The previous two, when I talked about the spider plant and the butterfly palm, they would actually go into the lower 40s. This one wants to be 50 or above. So it's definitely not draft tolerant by any means. It can turn it black and really kill it that way. Like I said, with the sunlight, filtered sunlight, and keep away from the full sun during the summer. Okay, so this is the Boston fern, very common, safe for your cats and dogs indoors. So that's a really good one. And then one of my last ones will be an asparagus fern. Now, like the Boston fern, it's in the fern family, but these are a little bit different. The asparagus fern, you know, when you hear the word asparagus, you almost think of the vegetable asparagus. But this is one where the leaves aren't leaves. The branching is upright, obviously, but they're arcing as well. But the leaves are not leaves, but they're leaves that are basically reduced to thorns. They keep them, you know, they're not thorny. They don't hurt when you touch them. But that's kind of what they've done, is they've kind of brought them down to a thorn looking. So a little bit different there. As far as sun, full to filtered sun. So this is a little bit different than the other three that we were talking about. We'll take mostly filtered sun. This one will actually take full sun. So that would be a good one for a south-facing window. This one, just like every other one, with spider mites, aphids, has some gray mold to it. So, this one, you're going to repot every 3 years. So it's not one that you have to do very often. So you can continue to kind of let it go. It does actually get some red berries after there's some white flowers on it. So the other three we talked about did not have any issues with, didn't have any flowers. So they weren't, you know, dropping anything like that, that type of thing. So the asparagus fern, it's not known for its flowers. By no means are you going out to look for an asparagus fern for its flowers. You're looking for the foliage look of it. The flowers are just kind of an extra. So that's just something to think about. Now, The great thing about all these that I've discussed is a lot of them, the Boston fern, the palm tree, the areca palm, and there's one other, the spider plant, will actually help improve some of the air quality in your home. So there's a lot of benefits to these houseplants. It's not just about what they look like and you enjoying them. They actually will help with some of the air quality. You know, it's not something where your air is going to be perfect because you have 100 of these plants. It's just going to help it. It's going to get some of those toxins out. You know, a spider plant helps get rid of carbon monoxide in the home. When it comes to the asparagus fern, something we really don't think about, it helps remove formaldehyde from your home. It loves the humidity, so it helps with the humidity in the area. So that's good info on it. The Boston fern is another one with formaldehyde, and you know that's coming from your home furniture and building materials. So that's something that it does. And then as far as the palm tree, it just helps remove indoor air toxins. So there's a lot of benefits from this. It's not just safe for your pets, your cats, and your dogs. It's going to help you with the air quality. And a lot of these are going to want that humidity to keep the humidity in the air. So it's a lot of benefits from houseplants. It's not just the look and the feel of it. It's what else it can do. And so I feel like it's really important to talk about those a little bit more. So if you're on the edge of thinking, what do you want to get for a plant? Those might be some of them. There's a couple others out here that will actually help with air quality or really improve the air. And aloe vera is a good one. The rubber plant, which is those cool big leaves that are shiny. That's a good one. English ivy is one that will actually help. Any type of ficus. The peace lily. The only thing about the peace lily, it can be poisonous to cats. So that's one that I didn't really bring up when it came to safe for cats because of this. Pothos is a good one. That one is actually can help relieve, remove some carbon monoxide. It's actually good for, some of them will actually say for lung health with some of the air. So it's a, it helps with the air quality. Couple flowering ones that you could look at would be the Gerber daisy. And, that's definitely one of the only real flowering Gerber daisy. And then, like a florist mum. Not the mums that you would have during the fall season, the more indoor type chrysanthemum that you could have that a florist will get you at different times of the year. So those are a couple flowering ones that will help with the air quality. And again, if you're looking to add the humidity to that air quality, misting your plants regularly will help. Grouping your plants in groups of three, five, or more is really going to help with that. The plants are going to thrive off of each other and really grow stronger because of it. They're not going to grow from each other. They're not going to give each other something. They might give each other insects if they're so close, if there's issues. But that humidity and that air quality is going to be helped by that. If you have any questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Drab watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Drab rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Drab, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at drab.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I want to go to one of our questions via email. Came last week, last Monday. And it comes from Daryl Oakley from Uxbridge, Mass., and says, I heard about this technique on a way to garden. I am uncomfortable putting down pre-emergent herbicides every year. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this technique. Now, this technique is the repetitive overseeding on your lawn. Just continues to seed as much as possible to get a thicker, more beautiful lawn. So, you know, my thoughts on that. Definitely agree with it. I wanted to talk about this on air because I've been thinking about it, you know, a lot during this week. Sitting there saying, all right, this is a great question to bring out there. You know, there are a lot of people out there who don't feel comfortable putting chemicals down. And understandable. And don't even want to put anything down on the lawn. They just want it to be successful and grow. Well, by continuously overseeding to a point where your lawn is going to be thick and lush and always taken care of by the green that you want, it's going to take over the crabgrass. The crabgrass is not going to be able to grow anywhere. Crabgrass is an opportunist type seed. It's going to sit in the soil, and it's just going to wait until it gets sunny. And in areas where there's not a lot of grass, you're going to see more crabgrass. Whereas in areas that it's full, thick, lush grass, you're really rarely going to see any crabgrass. It's going to cut down on the crabgrass year after year by being thicker and stronger. So I definitely agree that overseeding is a great way to get rid of putting down a pre-emergent. That being said, I still think that fertilizer is a good thing to be putting down. Fertilizer, some of it can be, you know, man-made, but a lot of it is organic, so there are ways to do that. But overseeding plus feeding and getting a stronger lawn helps you have a more organic, less maintenance type lawn. So, you know, the annual cutting and the fertilizers are really all you're going to do versus, you know, weed control, insect control, etc. You have a thick lawn. The lawn is going to take care of each other. It's kind of like we talk about houseplants. Houseplants, when you group them together, they actually work stronger together. It's the same thing with grass. When it gets stronger, they're more, you know, they're close, they're full, they're thicker. They get better and stronger for your lawn. So I definitely agree of overseeding multiple times during the year to get to a point. You're going to stop at some point. And then again, almost restart based on, you know, some of that lawn going through different things that happen during the year. Stress from drought or heat. You know, maybe you have a dog that uses the area. Maybe it's close to the road where there's a lot of salt. You know, plows come down a road real quick. And when they come down, they're pushing that snow as far as possible. Well, at the same time, they're putting salt down, and when they come to do it again, they're pushing that salt mixed with snow onto the lawn. So there are things that could happen to make you continuously overseeding. You know, things you can do. Pelletized gypsum down, or like the fast-acting with sulfur, putting that down on the lawn to allow some of that salt or urine from the dog to go through the soil and not just sit there. That's kind of what happens when the salt sits and the dog pees on the lawn. It just sits and burns that area and doesn't go through, whereas this pelletized gypsum or sulfur will help with that. Both of them are organic, so that they can actually be safe for your lawn. So, Daryl out of Uxbridge, just wanted to say I definitely agree with overseeding. I definitely think you can conquer crabgrass. So that's a good question, good information, and I'm glad you brought it up so I could share with others. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump orders a bold attack that kills Iran's top military leader, there are huge demonstrations in the streets of Iranian cities. And here at home, anti-war protests in some 70 U.S. cities yesterday. This woman took part in one in New York's Times Square.
I mean, incredibly worried. I think every American should be very worried. This was an act of war.
Meanwhile, soon after Iran said it has 35 U.S. targets in the Middle East ready for possible strikes in retaliation, the president tweeted that he has 52 Iranian targets, one for every American who was held hostage in Iran in 1979. Kenyan authorities say that they've killed at least four terrorists who were attacking a U.S. military base there. Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the attack, claiming that U.S. military equipment was destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, CN from D&D Commodities, or Wild Delight, will be joining us to give us some information of what we can be doing now to help our birds. Especially in the winter season, when certain birds are around and they need us the most. So we'll be joined with Ian. A lot of great information comes out of those talks that we have. Makes me really excited about seeing birds and hearing things. I gotta figure out a way to do it. Maybe I'll ask Ian. There's some apps out there, but I heard a bird yesterday, and I was just like, it just stopped me, and I was like, where is this bird coming from? I want to see it so I can look it up. And it just, the noise that it made was beautiful, and I was just like, wow, I want to know what that is. So some really good information always comes out of those discussions we have with CN. So we'll do that at 8 o'clock. So definitely stay tuned to that, because it is something we should be doing, taking care of the birds during the winter. So something to look forward to. Excuse me, my house is sick, so I feel like I might be next in line. Both my daughters, unfortunately, have been sick the past couple days, so it's fun to have little ones. So we've talked about a few things. One thing that I said we were going to talk about is what you can be doing with your Christmas tree when you take it down. I know Orthodox Christmas is in the next day or so. I believe it's the 7th. I've been mixing it up between the 6th and the 7th. So after you're done with your Christmas tree, what can you do with it? Take a look at town websites and see if you have drop-off or if you have curbside pickup. If you're looking to get rid of it, that's one thing you can do. Also, you can use it in the backyard for a habitat for some birds or animals to keep them protected. You can also, it was funny, I talked about this last week, and then there was an article on Fox 25 that I saw on Facebook that There is a farm looking for your used Christmas trees. They want them to be cleaned off. They don't want them to have tinsel or anything like that. For their goats. The goats will eat them. So, you know, that's one to think about. Check out if you have a goat farm near you, if they're looking for them. You can also use some of the branching for pea shrub, the pea vegetable plant, because all the little needles that pop up there are great for the vine of the pea plant to be actually grabbing onto it and holding it. So you can create like a teepee type with the Christmas tree branches and have the peas grow up it. Obviously, once it dries out, the branches, that is, the needles will all fall off, and it's not going to affect the airflow. So that will be good. One that I actually saw the other day, and I didn't see all the information of it, so I'd recommend looking into it, but I saw this, I can't remember where I was scrolling, but if you have a pond that the water is open still, it's not frozen, you can actually put the tree in, the branches down, and create a habitat for the fish to hide into to stay warm during those cold weather. So that's one that's pretty cool that I didn't realize you could do. So that's one to be thinking about. And then, you know, getting them to where they need to go to overwinter, you could chip them. You could bring them to a place that does chip them. Some of the areas, like I know in my town, down the street from me at College Stadium, the trees have already started to pile up. They go in the corner, they get filled up, and then they get taken away and chipped and used as mulch that way. So that's something that you could be doing with them. One last thing you could be doing, because in a lot of the areas, except for, you know, Maine, New Hampshire, where there's snow on the ground, put them around your shrubs, put them around any of the perennials that are exposed at this point where you know that you haven't covered with mulch or anything. Get those on there to really help protect them a little bit more. Because the way the temperatures are going back and forth, I almost feel like it's going to be like 2015 all over again when it came to snow. End of the month of January, we had a nor'easter every weekend or once a week or twice a week for like a month. That was crazy. I remember reading something at the end of the season that Lowell, Massachusetts, where I live, had more snow than Anchorage, Alaska in 2015. I mean, what? For real? We had more snow in Lowell, Massachusetts than Anchorage, Alaska in 2015. How crazy is that? So I'm afraid that that's going to happen just based on weather, the way it's been happening. I don't know that. I don't have a crystal ball, but it's weird. The past few years, winter really starts in February and March and stays a little bit later. So hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully it's just going to keep going like this. Maybe we get some cold patch to keep our plants insulated in the ground and in that dormancy period. The freeze-thawing of the ground is really just, it can get bad for our plants. Now, it made me think about this because I saw this the other day. Some of you still have some spring bulbs, spring flowering bulbs, that are in the southern part of New England. When I say southern, I mean Massachusetts down, because maybe not even the western part of the state of Massachusetts, because they had a little bit more snow. But eastern part of Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, the Cape, going further south from here, New York, Pennsylvania, the ground might still be thaw. It might be able to be used and worked through. I actually saw the other day somebody planting some bulbs still. You know, they had extra bulbs. They wanted to get them ready for next year. They wanted to have them bloom. They bought them for that reason, and they were planting them. You could still get them in the ground. I mean, how awesome is that? It's January 5th, and the ground is still workable, and you can put the bulbs in. So for those of you who might have them, we've talked about in the past couple of years, bringing them in, putting them in pots, allowing them to go dormant, put them in the basement, let them come out in the spring. You know, that's a great idea too, but if you can see the soil and you can get a shovel in there, you still have time to put those bulbs down. So, you know, they won't go to waste. Just feel the bulbs first. If they're soft, then you don't want to, plant those because they're starting to rot. You want a little bit harder. You want the bulbs to be hard be strong for the winter, because if they're soft, they're going to rot in that soil and they're not going to come and bloom for you. So just think of that. That's just one thing to be thinking about. Speaking of bulbs or tubers, etc., if you had brought some dahlia bulbs downstairs or dahlia tubers, any tubers that you put in the basement for the winter, this would be a great time to go check on them. See how they're doing. Feel them. See if they're strong. See if they, if there's any rotting, try to get rid of that part so it's not sitting in there. A lot of times you might have kept them in peat moss, to keep them going for the season. You miss that peat moss a little bit to just keep the plant have a little bit of moisture, but at the same time, not too much where it rots out. So this would be a good time to check on those, see how they're doing, feel the soil around them, and just make sure they're not going to, rot. Because you have them in a container somewhere, and one rots, they'll all start to rot if you don't take care of it. So be looking at doing that for this time of year. Look at doing that, going down into the basement or the garage or wherever you store them to check on them to see what needs to be done, etc. So just a few things to be doing at this time of season. While you're doing that, maybe take a look at your houseplants. Check and see if you have any insects crawling on them. See if you have any of those fungus gnats flying around. Might be time to take a look at putting that systemic houseplant granular into the soil. Again, some of it doesn't last too long. I believe it's between 2 and 4 weeks. It is a synthetic, so it does take some keep in there. But take a look at it. If you're on a process of trying to be ahead of some of these insects and you spray as a precaution, you don't use it all the time, but like a neem oil or an oil just to spray the plants lightly to make sure there's nothing going on. That would be something to be thinking about, every couple weeks and checking out the plants and saying, all right, maybe logging what happens with the plant. Get a garden journal. Write down different things that you see each time because it'll help you for next season. We talked earlier from South Portland, and he was talking about, the orchids and what I should, what I suggest doing with them. Well, suggestion for that, for anybody who's going to grow an orchid or anything like that, get that garden journal, get something to log in what happens with it at different times of the season so that next year you know when you are doing certain things. Like I said, an orchid doesn't want that hot, hot sun. Remember when, write down, July 1st, I moved the orchid to a southeast-facing window or a southwest-facing window, something like that, so it doesn't get as much sun, that hot sun. So it reminds you the next season, oh, yeah, I got to do that. It also tells you when insects come in. It's basically all this is the management of IPM, the integrated pest management, is finding out what happens and then taking care of it ahead of time, being ahead of it. And we can do that in the garden. We can do that in a vegetable garden. We can do that in a perennial garden, knowing at what time of year certain things happen, knowing when it gets hot, we want to thin out some of the leaves of the tomatoes, the peppers, some of the squashes, and allow that airflow. When do we do that? Write it down so you remember for next year. You know, we can't remember everything. We have a lot of important information that we need to remember that comes to our jobs, our life, our family. We don't have to always remember everything we do when it comes to the garden. So write it down. I really recommend a type of journal to look at it and say next year to be safer and better and stronger. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another couple hours to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. We do have some open lines. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. In a couple of minutes here, at the 8 o'clock hour, CN from D&D Commodities will be joining us. And we'll be able to give us some information on what to do with birds. And the birding at this time of season. So definitely stay tuned for that, because that's going to be definitely some great information there. So had a lot of good info, air purifying type plants, improve the air quality, safe plants for your house plants, safe for your cats and dogs, the house plants that you can bring indoors, have in the house and not worry. Go over a couple of those again real quick. The spider plant is a good one. African violet, the areca palm or the butterfly palm. Boston fern, orchids, and asparagus fern. There's some others out there. Like the ponytail palm kind of looks like it has a coconut shell on the bottom growing up. It's not really a coconut, but it just kind of looks like the bottom of that coming up with like a mini palm tree. So that's cool. Cool one. But they're safe for your pets. Talked about it a number of times. When I look at houseplants, I kind of sit there and say, I'm not going to bring any in. My cat loves to eat anything with leaves. So that gets me a little bit nervous. But knowing certain plants out there to protect our animals at home, I know that I could be successful and be fine if she were to eat them. My dog, on the other hand, doesn't eat many plants. Rather looks for table scraps from a certain 4-year-old and almost 2-year-old to to get that going. She's more into that one than the plants in the house. But with those, you know, a lot of them will keep help air quality in the house, get rid of some of the carbon monoxide, you know, formaldehydes, you know, really just be looking to helping improve the air quality in your home. So look at some of those plants to be doing that. One of them, one of the things that we think that we don't really think about is formaldehyde. It's been shown to exist in home furnitures and building materials. So look for a few plants that will help with that. Like the Boston fern is one of them. You know, the peace lily is another one. A peace lily is not safe for the cats. It has shown, has been shown to be poisonous to cats. So definitely not one to be looking at for if you have a pet at home. But those are just a number of houseplants that you can use. Also, humidity. Can't talk about bringing in the humidity enough with a grouping of plants like this. Humidity can be started by keeping plants in groups. Groups of threes, fives, fours, sixes, eights, whatever. Really just keep them together. They will help each other out by having the humidity. If you want to create some humidity, misting plants, keeping a tray that's halfway full of rocks and then filling it with water, watching the water. You don't want the water to sit too long. You don't want it to sit for, you know, a couple weeks. Maybe refill it every, you know, once a week so the water's not sitting. You could start to bring in, you know, insects. You could start to have that dry, that that water, that sitting water smell can get to you sometimes. So that's something that you don't want to have in the house as well. So just a few ways to bring some of that moisture into the house, bring the air purification into the house, not using a purifier or a humidifier, other ways of doing it, natural ways of doing it by using the plants. So just a few things you could be doing at home to make yourself feel a little healthier, feel a little bit better. You know, think about that while you're doing that. Now, like I said, CN will be joining us in the next break, but I'm going to give you the phone number to join us after, because I know usually after we have a guest on, we have open phone lines. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we take a break. And when we return, CN from D&D Commodities, Wild Delight. We'll be back in a few.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.